الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید المرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلى آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلى آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ Dearest Madani Channel viewers, welcome to our fourth series of good intentions and actions. Before we carry on, let us hear about the importance and significance of sending Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If a person merely recites one Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah azza wa jalla showers you with 10 virtues, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as we're following now, we had in the beginning, the last episode, that begin your day. Perhaps you thought you can't. Begin your day by just making intention that, you know what, as I leave my home to go and seek my sustenance, I make a heartfelt, sincere intention with sincerity that I'll go out there. First of all, I'm going to protect myself. I'm going to perform good deeds and protect myself from, you know, haram of the eyes, ears, tongue, and everybody part from any commission of sins and useless activities. And we had out that now the intention will be, first of all, I'm going to put on my shoes. Even such a matter that we regard, or aspect of our life that we regard as trivial, putting on shoes, would think of sunnahs of practicing about how we should put on our shoes. But yes, in this modern day and age where we thought we cannot be righteous, yes, begin with that. Start by that. I make Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I practice upon the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now let us look at the third bouquet that Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatul has presented. Even also intentions of taking off shoes after I recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Perhaps in your office, perhaps at work, you know, wherever you are, as you remove your shoes, I remove my left shoe first, then the right one. No complicated matters. Yes, the simple, trivial things that you thought are trivial, that also start the sunnah of practicing upon such acts and see how, subhanallah, Allah will transform your whole thinking and desire would be for every act that you're going to do, that it will be to seek the pleasure of Allah. Then perhaps you're going to the masjid. If I need to take the shoes, you know, then I'll properly dust them off, my shoes, outside by rubbing their soles against each other. You know, all these are good intentions. We think in today's life, subhanallah, what a beautiful, complete way of life Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us through the beautiful conduct of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is not pleased with any other, you know, whatever ism is out there, whatever philosophy is out there, whatever, you know, sphere of life that is out there, whatever form of philosophy of life, of approach, Allah does not want it at all. Allah is pleased with the beautiful conduct of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the fourth intention before going to the toilet, how about that? Have you ever given it a thought that with the intention of following the sunnah whilst covering my head? Yes, even for men, try not to enter the toilets uncovered. You have good intention about that. Dearest Madani Channel viewers, in today's life, we think in the modern day and age, it is so complicated, it is irrelevant, ma'adallah, it is not possible for us to practice or to practice upon the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, 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 that's a wrong notion. It is very possible. So before going to toilet, whilst covering my head, I will recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and I will recite the sunnah, masnoon, du'as. You know, obviously read Durood Sharif before and after. Then I will enter the toilet. Make sure, obviously, you're not going to recite this in the toilet, that is outside the toilet, with my left foot, with the intention to practice upon the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If my aura, body parts that need to be covered is described by Sharia is exposed, then I will avoid facing my front or back towards the Qibla. You know, now all of us in our environments of work are all different. And you find sometimes some people are working in certain areas where there are restrictions in terms of exactly, for example, trying to where the toilets will be facing, because we're not allowed to face the Qibla or give the back to the Qibla. So exercise upon this important sunnah, but try your own, your whatever you can, try your best ways that you can, try to adopt a way that you can try to prevent yourself, and practice upon the sunnah of this, practice on this with the intention, good intentions, that I want to practice on my sunnah because I want to change my mindset. I want the whole thinking, my thinking, and my way of doing things will be only to follow the beautiful code of conduct that my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has laid for me. So when we exit the toilet, what about intentions about that? Yes, I make intention that I will exit the toilet with the right foot first. After exiting the bathroom, etc., I recite the masnoon, the prescribed du'as according to the sunnah upon of leaving the toilet. You can read the durood before and after. Likewise, these are the things, that's the focus, the whole crux of the matter we are discussing here is that we think in today's life, you find people, you know what, I want to go to the masjid, but it's such a difficult thing for me because look, my life is so hectic. Look, you know, it's become I'm carrying an abnormal load on my shoulders. You know, it's not practical for me. The reason is because we don't have good intention. How are we able to do good actions if first and foremost our approach to intention is wrong? So hence Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam strongly emphasized for us that we must change our mindset, that thinking must be for the pleasure of Allah. Yes, in this modern day and age, it is possible. So these are all the bouquets that Amir al-Sunnah is presenting to us. This is all try and bring back that mindset in our minds that inshallah. Now if I try, because we tend to look at these things as trivial, but when we begin to practice even our thinking, the whole, you know, aspect of approach to things in life will be faced for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So always be very particular, because as we heard from the beginning, that I already made intention before I left my house that I intend to do good deeds for the pleasure of Allah and to do only good actions. And I'll try to prevent myself from committing sins. And I'll try to protect my eyes, my ears, my tongue, and I'll protect my whole body as much as possible from commission of sins or from any activities that are useless, that will render me to displease Allah. So all this now, when we look at it, we think sometimes these are all actions that are irrelevant in our modern day and age. So lastly, we're going to look at intention even when we're making wudu. The person should intend to perform wudu in order to keep the commandment of Allah. So recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before commencing. Follow the sunnah of using miswak. All these are all the bouquets Amir al-Sunnah present to us. I'll clean my teeth and raise my mouth to attain purity for the dhikr of Allah. I'm going to recite durood sharif upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will avoid makruh acts and wasting water. I'll perform all my fara'id, my sunnah and mustahabbat. I will not waste time in the wudu kana because this is my intention. I recite durood sharif whilst washing each part. I recite the dua after wudu and all the prescribed masnoon du'as, etc. that one needs to read in wudu. All this is what we need in our life. That's why it appears it is so complicated, is it difficult in this modern day and age, it's so challenging. Not because why our intention in the first place is not correct. Dearest Madani Channel viewers, as we come to the conclusion of this fourth episode, let us try to reflect and look at the whole approach to how we're doing things in today's time. Even our wudu, look at ourselves when in the wudu can, etc. So we come to the end of our fourth episode in this series of good intentions and actions. I make dua, humble dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal enable me to practice. And also I make dua that Allah enable you and make it easy for all of us to practice on those things that we have learned today and whatever we learn from all other beautiful programs. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.